SBS Radio.
Within the Yoga Australia body, we have a group called the Yarn Circle, which is a group of yoga teachers who have Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander background. And they meet regularly and are very active within our group in terms of their supporting of involving and acknowledging Indigenous culture and practices. And through their meetings, they kind of came up with this concept that using the word reconciliation wasn't quite representative of the actual scenario that has occurred in Australia. Reconciliation can be seen to mean that there's a restoration of relationship, whereas essentially there wasn't really a relationship to begin with. And so they felt that the word reciprocity was a better representation to acknowledge that we are really starting from the beginning with this relationship, and definitely Yoga Australia are starting from the beginning and we're at the early stages of developing our plans, but we're very excited about it and we really want to make sure that the relationship that we establish here is based on goodwill from both sides and give and take from both sides as well, so that it's not just giving of the Indigenous information, but there's a sharing of knowledge and a collaboration and that kind of spirit.
I've been covering reconciliation action plans within many organizations for many years. It's the very first time that I hear an organization really highlighting the fact that there has never been there wasn't prior to colonization, there's no relationship. So it has to start from a completely new understanding, and this is new.
It just really gives credit to these very active members of our Yarn Circle who have become so aware of that disparity there.
Yeah.
And rather than seeking to, I guess, argue the point per se, looking at saying, okay, let's just start afresh. And, you know, that's one of the best places we can start when everyone's on the same page. As
yeah.
we like to say, everyone's on their mat. Everyone's, you know, starting from that simple spot and we can all move forwards together.
You're working with Reconciliation Australia and I gather you're still just at the reflect phase.
That's correct, yes. So we've had a very active member of Yoga Australia, Kate Peterson, who has been a massive support and really a wealth of knowledge and connections and relationships in helping us to develop this action plan. And we are just ready on the cusp of submitting our reflect phase to Reconciliation Australia. But we have already started some of these initiatives. For example, 2 weeks ago, we held a forum which was giving some information to yoga teachers about acknowledging country in the yoga classes,
yeah.
Both at the start of class and also just that doing it from the heart and starting to incorporate some really simple concepts from Indigenous spirituality into their practices. And I guess what we really love and what we've really wanted to build from with incorporating and collaborating between yogic spirituality and Indigenous spirituality is that both of them come from a really long line of ancestorship and a very ancient background. Of course, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander ones being older. But
yeah.
that both of them have very interesting similarities, and it's so amazing to see two totally separate cultures, one from India and one from Australia, coming to these similar philosophies and ways of seeing the world. And so we really want to be able to cross-share that knowledge and bring it all together and make something bigger and greater from the two.
It would be interesting to know what a Yarn Circle actually consists of exactly.
Personally, I will just let you know that I haven't been to any of the Yarn Circles. At the moment, it's the teachers with the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander backgrounds who
yeah.
are joining in the Yarn Circle. But the general way that they flow through one of those circles, from my understanding, is that they'll start with a topic or someone will start speaking, and it's essentially more of a casual approach in terms of everyone's listening, but people can kind of jump in when it feels right for them, and they can either continue a particular direction of the conversation or they can shift it slightly.
Yeah.
And that's just a a way of allowing people to really open up in a comfortable environment to speak and share.
Conciliation action plans, they include recruitment targets, how many First Nations people they're going to be recruiting, and also what they'll start doing, like the welcome ceremony, welcome to country ceremony, or acknowledgement ceremonies and all that. How is it going to work out? Because most yoga practitioners are self-employed or businesses.
Yes, yeah. So we've got quite a long list of potential initiatives. And of course, we're still at the reflect stage. So we're mainly at that stage of increasing awareness within the yoga community. Yeah. And awareness not just of the culture and the cultural practices, but also of how we can develop these relationships. Yeah. And for us, some of these things are, as I mentioned, starting to incorporate acknowledgement of country into the start of classes. Maybe having a welcome to country from a local Indigenous leader.
Yeah.
But also too, something for us is that, and it's been really highlighted by Indigenous people who've come through yoga teacher trainings, and they've noticed that in those trainings we acknowledge the background of yoga and how long that tradition has been alive. It's interesting that we're talking about that when we're literally sitting on the land of a much, much older tradition, and we live in a country where that tradition is still alive. And so we see that it's really, really important to start incorporating that into yoga teacher training as well. So if we really start from the ground up, from where those where people are coming in as a yoga teacher to begin with, we can really start to build that foundation of respect and acknowledgement right from the start of people's career or time as a yoga teacher. We really are keen to start getting more yoga teachers to undergo cultural competency training. We've identified a few different avenues there and hoping to start making that more accessible to yoga teachers, which will be great for their own understanding of the practices and how to acknowledge and incorporate. And then also there's a lot of work going into making yoga teachers aware of which country, which language is associated with the areas that they teach, and which organisations are around in those areas that they can start to build a relationship with, so that we can have these collaborative relationships and be sharing between the two forms of spirituality.
What's Yoga Australia planning for the upcoming Reconciliation Week, besides reflecting on the Reciprocity Action Plan?
Yes, so I guess we decided to do our main piece this year in the weeks leading into it, and that was that forum that we held, which is now available to anyone, not just yoga teachers, and I'm happy to share with you the link to this if any of your listeners are interested, because what we wanted to do was then empower those teachers to go away and be able to take that acknowledgement into their own teaching through Reconciliation Week. I guess our action as an organisation then is it's our goal to get this Reflect RAP submitted this week so that we can start to get that feedback from Reconciliation Australia. We're also in the process of working through some relationship building with some organisations that have been set up to and one particular Aboriginal corporation to help us with a lot of the work that will be taken on board as we move into our plan.
Yeah, no, once you embark on the journey, it's just an ongoing thing. It becomes a daily process and trajectory of improvement. Anything you'd like to share with us we haven't covered in the conversation?
I think the main thing, though, that I would like to acknowledge is the huge amount of work that the wonderful members of the Yarn Circle, along with Kate Peterson, have done in really getting the reciprocity work off the ground for Yoga Australia, and being such amazing ambassadors within their own yoga communities in this space.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.